the 1450 WHTC and WHTC.com newsroom, here's what's happening.
Good afternoon. I'm Gary Stevens. This news is brought to you by Marsilia Insurance. We are now into the 49th hour of a heat advisory for Allegan and Ottawa counties that was first put into place at 12 noon on Tuesday. And that heat advisory is not going to expire until 8 o'clock tomorrow night. We'll take a full look at Holland's hometown forecast from WHTC.com following this news. Forecasters say that heat indices will be in triple digits during the afternoon hours, even if you are along the lakeshore or inland.
The big example is the difference between towns inland and lakeshore communities, which can be 10 degrees cooler on a day like today because of the lake effect. But West Michigan meteorologist Ernie Ostuno says there can be differences just blocks away, too. He says it's going to be a bit cooler in neighborhoods where old-growth trees turn sunlight into chlorophyll and shade, as opposed to downtowns and malls where concrete dominates.
It's asphalt, tar, concrete, bricks. Definitely are going to cause a spike of a few degrees. They call it the urban heat island. There's been studies done on that.
He says he has a friend who has a thermometer on his car and watches the numbers climb as he enters developed areas. Might be a good thing to know if you're a jogger. John McNeil, WHTC News.
The Ottawa County Red Cross office off of James Street on Holland's north side is one of 8 cooling centers established by the county's health department to help residents deal with the heat. It'll be open from 8 a.m. until 5 p.m. 2 crashes on Holland's north side kept first responders busy yesterday afternoon. The first occurred around 12:30, according to Ottawa County Sheriff Sergeant David Vanderplug, when 25-year-old Denise Zweigerman was driving her van southbound on 144th Avenue and encountered a dark-colored car that had pulled in front of her on New Holland Street and abruptly stopped in the middle of the intersection.
Zweigerman took evasive action to avoid striking this unknown vehicle, and in doing so lost control of her vehicle. The Zweigerman vehicle ran off the roadway into the ditch, rolled over onto its roof, before coming to a stop in the ditch.
The Holland woman and her 3 children, ranging in ages from 1 year to 6 years old, were treated for minor injuries at Holland Hospital. The other vehicle drove off, and the driver is being sought. Around 4 p.m., Sheriff Sergeant Steve Austin was called to the intersection of Lakewood Boulevard and 120th Avenue, where Ernest Voss's car had collided with Benjamin Rauhorst's pickup truck.
Mr. Voss attempted to turn left in front of Mr. Rauhorst and was struck in the passenger door. The investigation at the scene and witness accounts shows Mr. Rauhorst had a green light on westbound Lakewood.
The 95-year-old Voss of Holland, along with a 92-year-old passenger Wilmer Skipper, also of Holland, were taken to Holland Hospital for treatment. Skipper was initially listed in serious condition. Rauhorst, a 27-year-old West Olive man, was not hurt. Both crashes remain under investigation. It was a busy Wednesday night in Holland City Hall. First of all, nearly 10 acres of land off of 5th Street and Fairbanks Avenue in Holland will be the site of a new 114-megawatt BPW power plant. City Council members last night signed off on a proposed $1.6 million deal to buy the former Atmosphere Processing Company property, looking to close the purchase by October 1st. It was one of 9 sites under consideration by GM Dave Koster and other utility officials to locate the new natural gas-powered facility that would replace the young coal-fired plant.
This is a very key milestone in this development process, and certainly is a cornerstone to the community in terms of the location of this new energy resource and what it can mean.
Additional land for infrastructure is also targeted for separate purchases. And then after an inspection earlier in the day had uncovered problems in repairing the roof, Holland City Manager Ryan Cotton, during the regular business meeting last night, withdrew his recommendation of a 1-year probationary lodging license for the Wooden Shoe Motel.
The public is due completion of this, and by not having action tonight and requiring that the roof be completed with shingles is the appropriate thing to do under the public lodging license criteria.
City Council members agreed to hold a special meeting next Wednesday evening if motel owners address this latest in a series of code violations and law enforcement issues that initially led Cotton to ask for a license revocation. If the roof isn't dealt with, then a final decision would come on August 7th. The choice of fundraising along the lakeshore this week appears to be the pig. The second pig roast in less than 24 hours began an hour ago in Zeeland's Lawrence Park, as Jeff Potter and the rest of the Zeeland Fire Rescue crew is offering all-you-can-eat meals for $8 adult, along with a variety of activities and games, and its 23rd annual community picnic be running through 7 p.m.
All the dollars that are raised by the pig out go to the Pyre Prevention Fund, which then materials are purchased for youngsters in the Zeeland area to teach about fire prevention.
Last evening, just a few miles to the west at the Holland Fish and Game Club grounds, Peter Vandenbosch and Wings of Mercy held its 10th annual pig roast.
We have already flown more than 5,000 flights. And I've got a stack of letters that are just absolutely moving from people that we have flown, and they have been blessed.
An update from the Zeeland Pig Out with WHTC's Brent Allen follows this news. The fight over adopting core standards in Michigan schools continues.
For the time being, Michigan's blocking implementation of the new Common Core standards in its schools. The standards were developed by the National Governors Association to help create some kind of parity with schools around the country. Some state lawmakers have alleged that using the Common Core standards in Michigan will just tie the hands of teachers, but that's not what they're about, says Shatan Berry, a team leader with the Michigan Parent Teacher Association. She says these standards are merely some basic guidelines for general things that students should know, not how they're taught.
People confuse standards with curriculum. And so I like to tell people that standards is the what the students should know. Curriculum is how they will learn it. And curriculum is always a local decision.
She's hoping state lawmakers will meet again and allow funding for the implementation of the Common Core standards. Hearings are being held on the subject throughout the summer. Andrew Green reporting.
It was a busy time on Capitol Hill yesterday, and today is no different. House Republicans are taking another run at the health care reform law. The White House 2 weeks ago announced a one-year delay in the enforcement of the employer mandate, arguing that it would give business more time to prepare for it. Yesterday, Fred Upton of St. Joseph and his GOP colleagues voted to impose one-year delays on both the employer and individual mandates in the Affordable Care Act.
The Energy and Commerce Committee surveyed 17 of the nation's leading insurers and found many consumers in the individual market could see their premiums nearly double, with potential highs eclipsing 400%. We continue to believe a permanent delay of these damaging policies is the best course of action.
The White House has called these repeal efforts futile, and has accused Republicans of seeking to return control of the health care system to the insurance industry. Meanwhile, the U.S. Senate could vote today on a deal to cut student loan interest rates. A bipartisan group of upper chamber members had worked out the agreement late last night that would, instead of maintaining a government-imposed freeze, would allow these rates to increase in the future. Bill Heising of Zeeland and the House had passed a student loan bill last month, but the Senate had refused to act on it before the rates doubled on July 1st.
Hopefully this is going to mirror what the President and what the House have said ought to happen, which is we tie those student loan rates with a cap. We tie them into those 10-year Treasury bills, and it's going to keep education reasonable for students.
A senior White House official says President Obama does support this compromise that had been reached yesterday. A caucus focusing on agricultural concerns is coming together in Lansing.
State Representative Brandon Dillon from Grand Rapids says a group of Democrats will focus on the state's agricultural industry. He says it's vital to the Michigan economy with $73 billion in annual economic impact.
The one thing about the caucus that we formed is it's not just members from areas that you would typically associate with agriculture. We have members from urban areas like Detroit and Grand Rapids, like myself, who I think really understand that agriculture isn't just something that happens out on farms in rural areas. It's something that impacts jobs in cities, it impacts our entire economy, and it's something that we have to support.
He says maintaining Michigan's thriving agriculture industry is needed, especially with the decline over the last decade of manufacturing as a key component of the state's economy.
Sam Harold, WHTC News.
The West Michigan Whitecaps began a six-game Western road trip with some promise in Burlington last night, getting off to a 1-0 lead on a Jason King RBI double in the fourth inning. However, the Bees struck back and struck back hard in the bottom of that frame by plating seven men, the last three coming home on a home run by Sherman Johnson, and went on to paste the Caps 9-1. The series at Community Park on the banks of the Mississippi River continues this evening. Coverage with Ben Chiswick on 1450 WHTC and WHTC.com begins at 7:20 p.m. One more night off for Major League Baseball from Tuesday's All-Star Game before regular season action resumes tomorrow evening. We'll carry the Tigers game from Kansas City at 7:45 p.m. on 1450 WHTC, while the Cubs visit Denver to play the Colorado Rockies, and the White Sox welcome Atlanta to U.S. Cellular Field in Chicago. The Detroit Lions have released veteran running back Javid Best. The first-round selection in 2010 showed promise of being the best running back in Honolulu Blue and Silver since Barry Sanders, but a concussion problem that first surfaced during his collegiate days at Cal returned midway through the 2011 season, and he became the proverbial poster boy for the NFL's efforts in cutting down on long-term head injuries by sitting out of action all of last fall. Best is not expected to be medically cleared to ever play again for another team, as he appears headed for an enforced retirement at age 24. Holland's hometown forecast from WHTC.com has a heat advisory for Allegan and Ottawa counties maintained through 8 o'clock tomorrow night. Sunny skies this afternoon, high 93, mostly clear tonight, low 79. Windy tomorrow with some sun and scattered thunderstorms, high 92. And then for the weekend, sunshine on Saturday, high 86, partly cloudy Sunday, high 82. Water temperature is 73, a green flag is flying. This news has been brought to you by Marsilia Insurance. Check them out online at yourhometownagency.com. I'm Gary Stevens for 1450 WHTC, Holland's hometown station.